Hi, everybody. I'm Sam, and this is My Sister's Diary. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of My Sister's Diary. I'm your host, Sam, and today we're talking about shower thoughts, and specifically my shower thoughts, because I have a lot. I've been thinking really deeply lately about things. I don't know. I've just been really like introspective, and I don't know what it is, but I have some things that I need to talk about. So that's what I'm going to talk about. They're very random, but also very important, I guess you can say. But before we do that, I have a couple things really quick. I'm just starting. I'm not even going to like ease you guys into this episode. I'm just going. So if you're new here, welcome. If you're not new here, thank you for being here. Again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A couple things really quick that I need to talk about before I dive into shower thoughts, because I have a lot. I have 10. I have 10 thoughts that I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to talk a lot this episode. I have a lot to say, I guess. I always have a lot to say, but I have a lot to say specifically about these things, so I will keep the kind of life updates a little bit short. And oh my gosh, my kids are pounding around upstairs, so sorry if you hear thumping, that's my children. Okay, so first, my baby, he just turned one, as you guys know, and he, every time I change his diaper, it specifically, okay, sorry, I'm going to talk about poop, cover your ears if you don't like it. Every time he poops and I change his diaper, the very first thing he does as soon as air touches his skin, he shoves his hand down to his butt and tries to touch the poop. Every single time, I'm not kidding, without fail, he does this. And every once in a while, I'm like, you know what, I can handle it, but I should not try to do it by myself. I should always have help. I should always have someone who holds his hands while I do this, because every time he sticks his hand down there, and then one time, oh, this is, if you have a weak stomach, this is disgusting and you might want to skip past about 15 seconds. But he one time stuck his hand down there. It was a bad diaper, okay? He stuck his hand down there, and then what does he do? What do babies do with their hands, guys? They stick them in their mouth. He sticks his hand in his mouth with poop on it. It was the most disgusting thing that I've ever experienced as a parent, and I have 3 kids, and this is my 3rd kid. So, yeah, that was horrifying, and I screamed a little, but today specifically, he'll grab things. If there's anything close to him, he'll grab it and like be like, this needs poop on it. Like, he grabbed the bag of wipes and just like shoved it down to his butt. Anyway, okay, let's stop talking about my baby's poop. Let's move on. I've recently discovered that it's summer. I've been wearing shorts a lot. I've discovered that shaving my legs actually feels kind of good. Like having clean shaven legs feels nice. And I think I've never noticed this before because I never lotion my legs, like, ever. Like, if I have to do one more step after I mean, it's already like a chore for me to get in the shower. I hate showering in the first place. Once I'm in there, I'm like, wow, this is really nice. But like actually getting into the shower, I have to give myself a pep talk every single time. Once I get in the shower, once I'm out, I'm like, I'm done. I'm done showering. I don't want to do anything else. I always put moisturizer on my face, but lately I'm like, okay, let's just do one more thing and put some lotion on your legs, okay, and your cracked heels, because they're starting to catch on the sheets, and it's becoming a problem. Actually, no, they don't, because I wear socks, but they're starting to catch on the carpet. I'm just kidding. But yeah, anyway, I've been putting lotion on my legs, and my legs feel really nice and smooth, and it's taken me almost 30 years to realize that is nice. And that is, having soft legs is nice. I mean, who knew? Who knew that that's why people shave their legs? I don't shave my legs for other people. I shave my legs for me. Hence why I didn't used to shave them very often, because I'm like, I don't really care. But now that I've realized that like having smooth legs, it feels good because of the lotion, I'm like, you know what? I'm all for it. Okay. All right. Next thing. This is more of like a matter of business. I am trial running a little program where I will have ads inserted into my episodes, and I don't know exactly what ads they are. The thing that I'm using chooses for me. And so that's kind of nerve wracking, but anyway, I think that there'll be one in the middle of the podcast and then one at the very end of the podcast. So hopefully that goes well. If it's not working out, if the ads are really weird and don't align with my content enough, then maybe we'll try and go in a different direction. But I just want to give you guys a warning. If you're like, whoa, what is this? That's what it is. So, yeah. Thank you guys for your support. Honestly, I wouldn't be able to do the ads without you guys. So, seriously, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and sticking around. Those of you who have stuck around. If you haven't stuck around and you're not listening anymore, well, then I can't talk to you because you're not listening. But anyway, I hope you come back. All right. Last thing, matter of business. I need to out myself here. I've been really inconsistent about the times that I've been posting the episode. When I first started, it was up Tuesday morning, every single morning at like 4 a.m. and I was on the dot. But during the summer months, I've gotten a little behind, and sometimes I'm recording the episode Monday night or sometimes Tuesday morning and not getting the episode out until later in the afternoon. And not that it's like a rushed episode or I'm not putting thought into the episode. It's that I'm not finding the time to record the episode. So I've made a few changes with my schedule, and it's going back. Every Tuesday morning, you guys are going to see my sister's diary pop up on your podcast, and you'll have an episode to listen to every Tuesday morning. That's going to start happening. I really am so sorry about my inconsistency. That's not something I even wanted to start doing with this podcast. I wanted to always be consistent. So I'm really bummed out. Disappointed. Disappointed in myself for letting myself do that. But I'm recommitting to being better. Okay, let's move on. Let's go ahead and dive into my shower thoughts. And like I said, I have 10 of them. And some of them I did a little bit of research on the internet. Okay, I did some research on the internet. I haven't done that since voluntarily. I mean, I do internet research every day because I look stuff up on Google and that counts. But I mean, sorry, I'm wearing a real bra today and my tatas are just a little bit too big for it still. So if you're watching the video and you see, you're like, whoa, Sam, you have three of those. I apologize. Anyway, back to my shower thoughts. I did internet research for some of these, and yeah, you guys should be proud of me. Say good job, Sam. Okay, let's move on. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know why I always say let's move on. Let's dive into shower thoughts. The first one, like I said, I have 10. Number one, I don't think we were meant to see ourselves this much. What I'm talking about here is like reflections. I don't think we were meant to see our reflection as much as we do. Think about your everyday life. You probably look in the mirror, I don't know, 10 times at least. Like you wake up in the morning, you go to the bathroom, you look in the mirror. And every time you go to the bathroom, you probably look in the mirror, right? I'm right. Yeah, I know I'm right. And then if you're like me, you also send Snapchats to your, you know, younger generation siblings, and that's the only way you can communicate with them is through Snapchat. So you have to see yourself on Snapchat. And it's a lot. It's a lot seeing myself all the time. And, you know, I don't think that we were meant to. I don't think that human beings were meant to see ourselves this much. And then I got thinking, who invented this? Who invented mirrors? And I know you guys are like, literally nature because of reflections. I know. I'm not stupid. The internet told me that legend has it that a woman in the ancient Himalayas stumbled across a little puddle. You say it says a stream that stopped flowing, so I'm assuming it means a puddle. And she looked into it and she was like, who's that? Who's that? Who is that looking? Who's that girl I see staring back at me? You know, she had one of those moments, and it took her a while to be like, that's me, and like trying to figure out how she's seeing herself. I'm sure that was so trippy if you've never seen yourself before, to look into something and see a reflection and not even know that it's a reflection. You have no idea what it is. So that's what the legend has. That's the first time somebody saw themselves, and I don't know how anyone could possibly know that, so I'm sure someone just made that up, but I'm gonna go with it. And then I was like, okay, well, when was the actual mirror made? And furniturelibrary.com, very legit, says that the ancient Egyptians, as early as 2900 BC, that's before Christ. And you guys know when Christ came? 2025 years ago. So I'm not going to do the math because I'll embarrass myself, but like almost 6,000-ish, 5,500 maybe-ish years ago, that's when people started looking at themselves. And I'm also convinced that during that time, it was like a rarity. Like when ancient Egyptians first, they weren't glass mirrors like we have today. They were polished bronze that they made into flat discs. So kind of like a mirror, but it was, You know when you go into those bathrooms at like a park and it's not really a mirror, it's just like a shiny piece of metal and you're supposed to supposedly see yourself in them? That's what I'm guessing this kind of was. So it was still kind of distorted. People didn't really know what the heck they were looking at. And people probably didn't look at them 15,000 times a day. They probably didn't have them in bathrooms. They probably just had them for the rich people who wanted to look at themselves. I don't know. And then in, let's see, I don't know. I did look up when glass mirrors were made, but I didn't write that down. So anyway, it got me thinking, why do we feel like we need to look at ourselves so much? Is it because we're vain? Like, is it because we're vain? Do we need to see ourselves? Or like, truly, does it help us have a better sense of self? Do you know what I mean? Like my reflection, like when I think about myself, I picture myself, like my face, you know what I mean? Like when I'm being introspective, looking in, I do picture myself. And so if I can imagine if I didn't have that part of my like sense of self would be gone. So I do think that maybe it has a purpose in that way. But also I think it may contribute to vanity and the obsession of appearance in today's world. Like, think about it. Would people still want to get like nose jobs or upper bleph, I think is what people are calling it, where they like remove some skin from their eyelid? And yeah, or like a brow lift or Botox. Would people still want that stuff if we didn't see ourselves all the time? Probably not. Probably not. So yeah, I'm challenging myself a little bit here. You guys do whatever the heck you want. I don't care. I don't care if you guys get plastic surgery. I don't care what anyone does with their appearance, truly, honestly. But for myself, I'm going to try to not look in the mirror as much and try to not be nitpicking myself, because I've been thinking a lot. I think having a daughter really changed the game for me. Having sons also, but like I can understand a daughter because I'm also a woman and she's a woman, and I can understand her life experience a little better because I am a woman and so is she. And I just think that having a daughter and like looking in the mirror and being so mean to myself, I'm like, what if I grow up? What if my daughter grows up and she has the same nose as me and I'm here talking about how ugly I think my nose is? I would never, ever, and I truly don't think I would ever look at her and be like, you have an ugly nose. So like, why am I saying that to myself when we may have the same exact nose? Does that make sense? Like, I would never, I see someone else with the same features that I do, like my daughter or my sons even. And I'm like, I love those parts about you. Like, I love your, like, I have this little indent underneath my lip that where my chin. And when I was in high school, it made me really insecure because I thought it made me look, my face looked chubbier. And then when my first baby was born, I remember my husband saying, he has your chin. And I was like, oh my gosh, he does. And it's literally the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. And that really helped me be like, you know what? My chin's not bad, like at all. Like, look at it on this other human. And I love it. Okay, let's move on from mirrors. You know, every time I think about mirrors, I think of the Justin Timberlake song. And it's actually kind of a banger. Like, did you guys know it's like 8 minutes long though? No way. I downloaded it one time and I'm like, I'm not listening to this. It's the same words over and over again for 8 minutes. There's a radio version, I think it's called. There's a different version. There's a shorter version that we should all be listening to. Ain't nobody going to be listening to that for 8 minutes straight. It is a banger though. Okay, next. This one's kind of deep. Well, they're all kind of deep. But anyway, it says, when I die, other people are going to have to go through my stuff and decide what to keep and what to throw away. This, you're like, well, duh, Sam, that's what people do when you die. But think about it. It doesn't even matter if I give people a list of things. Like I have a box in our house. My husband has one too. And my kids, I've started one for them. And they can decide when they're older if they want to keep the stuff I put in it or not. But I have a box. When I was a kid, we called it our special box. And it's just basically like keepsakes and stuff that I want to keep and look back on. And who's to say when I die that someone will go through my special box and be like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Why would she want to keep this? Like, I have this monkey. It's like it has Velcro on the hands and the feet. And you can like put it around your neck. And it's yellow, but it's like really dingy, ugly yellow now. And for some reason, it means a lot to me. And I can't even remember for sure where I got it. But I had it when I was a kid. I was obsessed with it. And it's in my special box. And some people will probably look at that and be like, I'm not keeping this because it's trash. But to me, it matters. So it's weird because I could have a literal list of things that I want to keep, or a literal box of stuff that I've kept my whole life. And someone could go through that and be like, this holds no significance to me. And so I'm throwing it away. Which is, if you think about it, it's like, they'll keep the stuff that holds significance to them, if that makes sense. Like, trying to think of something. Like my great grandpa passed away. I got this. He used to polish rocks and stones and stuff, and I thought that was really cool. And I got this stone from him that's like, it's polished, and you put it in your pocket and you like rub it, and it's called a worry stone. And so I don't actually use it for that. It's just in my special box, but whatever. And I keep that because it like helps remind me of him. But like, who knows if that rock had any sort of significance to him at all? I think we just found it in his shop, and I was like, I want that. So I don't know. It's crazy to think of what people will want to keep of mine and what people will think is absolute garbage, because I don't know. It's weird. It's weird to think that someone else might look at something that I've literally kept my whole life and loved my whole life, and it has like this really special important meaning to me, and like I didn't write it down or whatever. Or even if I did write it down, someone's like, I don't really care, and so they throw it away. I'm like, well, what? Why the heck did I save it my whole life? You know what I mean? Okay, next one. This one's kind of two part. It's three and four. They're kind of different but kind of similar, so bear with me. The first one is, am I in the background of someone's photo that's like a core memory photo? The photos I'm talking about are like, you know, when you go on family vacation and you're standing in front of, I've never been to Disneyland with my family, but this is just an example that I'm thinking of like the Disneyland castle, and your whole family's there and you're all dressed in your Disneyland ears. And there's probably somebody just waltzing around in the background, and they may be picking their nose. They may be doing something weird. They may just be standing there. And that person is forever a part of your core memory photo. The photo that's going to get shown to your kids, it's going to get shown to your grandkids. Your grandkids may put it in like a PowerPoint about you, and it's just this random person. And I am probably in the background of somebody's important photo, you know, even if it's like, and maybe I know them, maybe I don't. Maybe it's like high school graduation and I'm in the background of somebody's graduation photo. And that photo is going to be shown to so many people that I don't even know, which is crazy to think, because that's like a really important moment for that person. And for me, it was just like I was walking and that's it. Like it held no significance to me truly, because I wasn't in the photo like posing, you know what I mean? So that's it. That blows my mind. I was actually legitimately thinking about that in the shower yesterday. I was like, what if, you know, photos, sometimes you look in the background, you're like, look at this person. Like, what if I'm doing something really embarrassing in the background of someone's photo and they bring it up every family reunion? They're like, remember that girl in the background of our lagoon picture who was picking a wedgie? Remember that? That was so funny. Yeah, that could be me. That could be me. The other part to this, number four shower thought is, am I a part of somebody's core memory? So not just like in the photo, but like, am I a part of their actual memory? Like when I was a kid or when I was a teenager or even now, it's trippy to think about it, because their perception of me and like that memory for them could be something. It's something that I can't even control. Like I have no control over it. Who they perceive me as or remember me as might be something totally different. Might be something completely different than who I perceive myself as. And there's nothing I can do about it. That's just there. That is me in their mind. Does that make sense? Like, I can't control how other people perceive me. And that's just it. That's it. I can't change it for them. They perceive me as whatever it is. And that's in their mind. And maybe we're not close anymore or whatever it is. And so I'm just like that permanent person in their mind that they remember me as. And maybe it's not even who I perceive myself as. Does that make sense? I'm going to ask that a lot during this, because these shower thoughts are things that are like kind of disconnected thoughts that I'm like putting together. That's why the shower thoughts, because I'm trying to make sense of them. So hopefully you guys are understanding what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, let's see. What else did I write? Yeah, basically I just rewrote the same thing of like, the version of me that lives in someone else's memory might be completely inaccurate and there's nothing I can do about it. That really trips me out though, to be totally honest, because I go about my day thinking that I mean, it took me a long time, probably in my, you know, mid to late 20s to kind of figure out like, this is who I am. Like, I still change things that I do and things that I believe in and things like that, but like, I know who I am deep down to my core. And so it's very strange for me to think about like people I knew in high school and how different I was then. And like, that is the permanent perception of me in their mind. That's permanent. They will always perceive me as that person because they don't know me anymore. You know what I'm saying? they haven't, that perception hasn't changed because we don't interact anymore. And so that's just forever in their mind. It's crazy. It's really, really weird to think about. So also think about the people you knew in high school and think about how much they've changed, and just give yourself, just allow yourself to believe that you don't know that person anymore and that they are probably a completely different person. They're a different person than you knew them as. And just give people grace for who they were in high school or elementary school or whatever it is, you know? Okay, next one. Okay, this one is actually really trippy and it really rattles me to my core. I'm not going to lie. People say, and I've heard this, and I'm sure you guys have heard this, that every time you think about a memory, it changes. And that you're not, like when you're remembering something, you're not remembering the actual event. You're remembering the last time you remembered it. Does that make sense? And like every time you do, something about the memory could potentially change. And so the next time you remember it, you're remembering it wrong because you remembered it wrong last time. You know what I'm saying? And it freaks me out. It freaks me out so bad because there's times in my life, like my baby's being born or like my wedding or I don't know, like Robbie and I's first date. And I'm like, should I not think about those moments? Because every time I think about them, are they going to change? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I going to forget my baby's first moments? You know what I'm saying? Am I going to forget the way they sounded? Am I going to forget the way they cried? Like, is it going to change? Am I going to warp it by thinking about it more? You know what I'm saying? And that truly does freak me out. So the more I'm worried that the more I think about them, the less real they will become and they'll become fake, you know? And sometimes I have these moments where, especially when I'm talking to my siblings, we talk a lot about the past and memories. And sometimes I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know what? I actually don't know if I was there. Like, I feel like I have this memory in my mind of me being there and of this thing happening, but I could have totally made it up. I could have heard this story so many times that I am now thinking that it's my own memory. This is kind of different from what I was talking about, but it's weird that our minds can even do that. It's weird that our minds can remember things and think that they're true when they're not even real. They didn't even happen. And so sometimes I'm worried about thinking about memories too much because I'm like, it's going to change into something that didn't even happen. My memory is going to like morph into something that wasn't even real, and that freaks me out. So also it's tricky to think about when you think about memories and you see it from third person, like you see yourself in the memory. I'm like, are those the memories that are fake because I'm not seeing it from like my own eyes? You know what I'm saying? It's like a bird's eye view more. I'm like, are those the memories that are fake? Because I'm seeing that's not even how it happened. I saw things through my own eyes. So you think I would remember things coming out of my own eyeballs? And does that make sense? So I did some research. I did some internet research again. And this is what it says. This is what it says. It says, a memory is not simply an image produced by time traveling back to the original event. It can be an image that is somewhat distorted because of the prior times you remembered it. Bridge, that's this researcher or whatever, said in a press release, your memory of an event can grow less precise, even to the point of being totally false with each retrieval. Like, are you serious? That is scary to think about. And this article that I read, I didn't read the whole thing, obviously. I just skipped and found the parts that I wanted. But it said that, like, eyewitness testimonies sometimes are, like, they're important and they're valuable, but they can be a little bit, you can't really use them as like hard evidence because every time this person's recollecting this event, it could potentially change. And they could be like, well, I remembered it this way. And so like the very first retelling of an eyewitness account is the most important one because that's the one that's the most real, if that makes sense. So that also scares me because I'm like, the very first time I thought about my baby being born and crying, that was the most real. And it's never going to be that real again. It's going to be different every single time I think about it. Okay, and the other thing I researched was the reason for distortion is the fact that human memories are always adapting. Memories aren't static. If you remember something in the context of a new environment and time, or if you're in a different mood, your memory might integrate the new information. That's scary. Based on my mood depends on how I remember something. That should be illegal. That should not even be a real thing. All right, let's move on because I'm worried that I'm thinking about my memories too much and they're changing. So let's move on. Okay, number six. I don't know if I told you guys the last one was number five. This one is number six. Money has value only because we agreed that it did. Like everybody in the world, not saying like American currency specifically, but all currency in the whole wide world. Everyone was like, okay, let's say that this piece of paper with like a couple little special things, if you hold it up to the light, has the value of $100 or the value of $1. And the $1 is equals this many cents, or you can buy this much things with $1. You can buy this many things with $100. And everyone's like, okay, cool, that makes sense. And it's weird that it just was thought of. This had me thinking about a lot of different inventions and how they shaped the world. And I read a book once that was, I think it was called How We Got to Now. And it talked about, like, I think it was 5, maybe 6 inventions that changed the world, literally. And they're the most simple things. They're things that you wouldn't even think about. It's things like the rail, like the railroad tracks, the rail company, whatever. Shipping things that changed the world. Like, people had access to things that they'd never had access to before. And like refrigeration, that changed the world because people could eat different food they'd never had access to. Like, think about it. If people were in like a really warm country, they couldn't have meat unless it was literally just barely slaughtered. Like, I know that's a very violent image, but they couldn't have it unless it was literally fresh, because there was no way to keep it not deadly. What is the word I'm looking for? Keep it good. So back to the money thing. I feel like that did change the world for sure. And I was thinking about, I tried to do some research on when money was invented, and it didn't really give me a solid answer, because it kind of just like slowly became a thing, I guess, because people used to trade things, you know, like when people say, oh, this woman's worth 3 cows. They used to trade things. You should not trade humans. That's not what I'm talking about. But when people used to trade like wheat for barley or whatever it is, I don't know, I didn't live in that time, but yeah, people used to trade things, and then somebody decided that that was too freaking hard and they wanted to just make like a system for it and earn money when you do jobs and things like that, when you sell things. And that's just how we got to now. And it's crazy the way that money works now. It's so intricate and detailed and complex, in the sense of like investing and 401ks and all these things. It's complicated. And the fact that there's like a bunch of money, and never mind, I'm not going to get into it. That'll get into like politics, but whatever. Okay, let's move on to number 7. It says, there's this one I used to talk about in high school all the time. There's no way to know if everyone sees colors the same. Like, if I've been told that something was red my whole life, in my mind, I'm like, this is red. And when I see other shades of it, I'm like, I still know that that's red. But someone else might be seeing it as blue, like what I think is blue. And they may think it's red, but we've always been told that it's blue or red. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've always been told that it's red. I've always been told that it's red. But they may see it as what I see as blue. Does that make sense? I know that makes no sense, but hopefully you guys understand a little bit what I'm putting down, you know? And it was a huge theory of mine when I was a teenager. I'm sure there's science. I'm sure there's some sort of science that tells us, no, this is, we can literally tell exactly what they're seeing. But also, I'm like, do you really know? Like, how can it be proven? I don't know. I just, it's always been a theory of mine. And I remember I used to tell literally anyone that would listen to me, I would be like, listen, I got something to tell you and I want you to think about it. And they would kind of be like, no, that's stupid. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not my person then. You're not my kind of people. that's how I'd vet people and know if they were going to be a good friend for me. And yeah, I'm just kidding, but kind of not. This one does freak me out, because then I think like other things, that there's so many things that people tell us that we just are like, yeah, that's a fact. You know, I used to think sometimes, I'm like, what if my mom told me that I was born on this day, in this year, but like I was actually born on this day in this year, and I would have no idea, because I have a birth certificate that proves that I was born on the day she said I was born. But like, what if I really wasn't and I'm actually different? You know, I know that didn't happen, but if you think about it, it could. Kids are so trusting, and we grow up with these like foundational things in our mind, like we know colors and we know numbers and all these things. And like, we just believe them because we were told to believe them. And I don't know, what if these things aren't even real? Okay. Next one says, it's number 8. Does everyone hear a voice in their head? I'm not crazy. Don't just stick with me here. Like a literal narration, because I do. I literally hear voices in my head. No, but this is what I mean. Like, I'll be walking through the kitchen and I'm like, I literally have the thought, what should I eat for lunch today? Those words run through my mind. I hear them in my head. And then I think, let's look in the fridge. And I literally hear, let's look in the fridge. And I have like a full blown conversation in my head. I hear the words in my head. And I see pictures too. Like, I picture the fridge and I picture myself walking through the kitchen and whatever. But I also have like a literal narration of what's happening, like an internal monologue of things. And I talked to Robbie about this one time and he's like, no, that doesn't happen to me. Like, I don't hear voices in my head all the time. And I'm like, what a relief would that be? What a relief would it be to not hear my own voice all the time? You know, like, he's like, I just think in pictures. And I'm like a baby? Because I'm pretty sure that's how babies think, which is fine. I would rather think in pictures than have to listen to my own annoying voice all the time in my own head. My gosh, sorry. I just bumped the mic like 17 times. But yeah, maybe I could say that I would rather think that way because you always want what you can't have, you know? But I just think it'd be cool. Also, I've heard this thing on TikTok, like when you close your eyes and you picture an apple, people are like, I see an actual apple. Like, okay, this one, I can't understand it. I truly can't. Like, I can't close my eyes. I see an apple in my head, but like, I don't see it. Does that make sense? And people are like, there's people that do, they close their eyes and they literally see an apple, like it's right there. They see an apple in their mind. Where I think of like an apple, I can picture it in my mind, but it's like not there. Do you know what I'm saying? And then there's some people who literally just see black. And I'm like, well, when I close my eyes, I do see black. So am I the person that sees black, or am I the person who sees the apple? Because I can picture the apple. You know what I'm saying? These are the things that make my shower 15 years long, because I'm sitting here closing my eyes trying to see a freaking apple when I should be washing my hair. You know? I did some Google research on this one as well, and I didn't dive very deep. I just literally Googled it and then read what the Google AI said. And sometimes the Google AI cannot be trusted. So take this for what it is, as in it's AI. So yeah, it says, no, not everyone thinks in words. While some individuals primarily experience thoughts as an internal monologue, others think in images, feelings, sensations, or other nonverbal forms. Research suggests that the way people experience inner thoughts varies significantly. This is crazy because, and maybe this is very egocentric of me, but I mean, not so much anymore. As I grow up, I realize that people are different, but I always thought that like everyone at the very least thought the same, you know, like our process of thinking was similar. And now that I'm an adult and I've had a few years under my belt as an adult, I'm like, you're telling me that that's not true. You're telling me that even the most basic thing that I thought we could all for sure have in common might not even be true. Like, we could all be thinking completely differently. But that also explains as to why so many people can't understand other people. You know, like, everyone has people in their life where you're like, this person and this person, they just don't jive. I don't understand why they don't get each other. And I'm like, you know what? It could be that they literally just don't think the same. They will never understand the other person because they'll never know what it's like to think in pictures. And they'll never know what it's like to have literal narration in their head. I know it's not as simple as that, but you know what I'm saying? I could see why people are different, because even the way we think is different. It's crazy. Okay. Next one says, this one's kind of a bummer, so sorry, but I'm just going to talk about it because I am. Okay. Number 9. I can't remember the last time I hung out with all of my siblings by ourselves, which is a really, really sad thought. I was thinking about this a couple weeks ago and I'm like, it's weird that at one point, sorry, I just sniffed. It's weird that at one point we all just like went our own direction and we never really had like this last time. We're not like, okay, this is our last sibling sleepover, because we probably always assumed that we'd have another one, you know what I mean? But then at some point we just didn't. And this is kind of along the same lines of people say there's a last time your mom picked you up and put you down and never picked you up again, and that's kind of sad to think about. Or like the last time your mom kissed you on the forehead, or you know what I mean? Like, there's the last time and you just never think about it. I was thinking about this with like siblings. There's the last time that we were all together under the same roof, just, you know, like kicking a ball around in the front yard, and there were all of us there and it was just us. We didn't have relationships. We didn't have, I mean, we had friends, but like we were each other's, you know, we were family. We still are family, obviously, but you know what I mean? Like, we all lived in the same place, and there was the last time of that, and it just never really got talked about. Like, there's so many things, there's so many celebratory events that we have like a last for, like graduation. We're like, this is my last day of school, and we go out and we have like a dinner and we invite people, and or like a bachelorette party or going away parties, things like that. And we just never, I guess maybe graduation could kind of be like a going away party if they're moving out, but not really, because it's like when the first sibling moves out, usually they'll like come back, you know, and you'll have another sibling sleepover or you'll have another sibling hangout. And then like the second one goes to school and you may potentially get everybody back together again. And then at some point it's just like, you don't, and you never really can pinpoint exactly when it happened, but it just happens slowly and you just don't realize it. And I think that's the big bummer for me. And I love the dynamic that I have with my siblings. Truly, I think we all have like a really good relationship. We know how to, you know, have arguments and still love each other. We know how to work through problems together. We know how to laugh and have fun. And I wouldn't change that, obviously, for anything, but it is kind of a bummer to think about that we had a last and we just never really know when that happened. Like, we never were like, okay, this is the last time. And yeah, that's a bummer. And if it's heartbreaking, it really is. It makes you think. I've been really in my feels about just like life in general, I guess, and things moving forward in life. And it's probably not healthy for me to be thinking about this, but like specifically with my last baby, I think I've really just been, that's been a big theme in my life right now because I just had my last baby. And I've really just been thinking about like the last time things happened and how you may not even remember it. Like, I was thinking about, because I'm going to wean my baby soon from nursing. And I was thinking about when I weaned my first and my second. And I'm like, I don't remember the time. With my second, I do remember being like, this was the last time. But at the same time, I don't really, like, I don't remember the day. I don't remember the exact time. I don't remember exactly where we were. I just remember having the thought of like, oh, this is the last time. And just kind of reflecting on like how much I loved the experience of it. I know not everybody loves like nursing and breastfeeding. My first baby, I did not. My second one, it was a good experience. It was like one of the only parts of postpartum that I enjoyed because it was really easy. Like, my baby was really good at nursing, and it's a way we connected, and I really enjoyed it. And with this baby, my last baby, the same thing. Like, it's been pretty seamless and easy, and it's something I'm holding on to, and I'm like, I don't want it to end because then that's like, he's not a baby anymore, you know. But I obviously like know at the same time that he's ready to be done, I'm ready to be done. And yeah, I'm not gonna have like a I'm done nursing party, you know, but I like want to make the moment special, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that's, yeah, I've been in my feels about the last, and so that's what made me thinking about the sibling thing, because yeah, there was a last time that we all hung out together, or we used to like sleep in the camper. We had a camper outside our house and we would sleep in it sometimes just for fun. And there was a last time we did that, and we didn't even realize it was the last time. We weren't like, okay, this is the last time we're having a sleepover in the camper. We just had it and then we just never did it again. Does that make sense? It's weird. It's kind of sad to think about. But also, I guess it's good because then we know like we're going to see each other again. So like, we don't really need to have a last. Does that make sense? Anyway, okay. The last one I'm talking about is, let me check the time really quick. Okay, I literally have no idea how long I've been recording, but I think it's been a while. The last one. I saved the best for last because this one, I have a list of theories that go along with this one. And it is, what the hell is deja vu? What is deja vu? I even tried to look up like an explanation, and it was all differing. And people were like, oh, it's like a sensory thing, or it's a neurological like firing in the brain. I don't know. Lots of different things. And no one could like for sure be like, this is the science behind it. And this is what it is for real. And when I think about deja vu, sometimes it's so real and palpable. And in that moment, I'm like, I can literally predict what's going to happen next. And I'm like, I have done this before. I've been here before. And it's so real. And it's insane. And it used to freak me out so bad, because when it would happen, I in my mind, I was like, something bad's going to happen. Or I don't know. It just freaked me out because it's such a real feeling, but it's also like unexplainable. You're like, I know I haven't done this before. I know I haven't experienced this before. So like, why am I feeling like this? It's weird. So I used to like to think of theories and like tell them to people. It was like a huge part of my personality and probably a weird part of my personality, but I don't really care. And hold on, I got to itch my nose. Sorry. Okay, the first theory I had was that before, this one's kind of like deep and spiritual, so just bear with me. Before we came to Earth, we were given like a little preview of our lives, you know? God sat us down and he's like, okay, look, let me give you a preview just so you know what you're signing up for. So he sat us down in his chair, he gave us like a little projector, and he's like, watch this. And it wasn't like a spoiler necessarily, it just gave us like snippets, you know, like a slideshow, I guess. Not really a movie, but like a slideshow. And we were like, okay. And when we have deja vu, it's us remembering that little part in the slideshow, or like that little part of the preview, you know what I mean? And this one used to, like, when I this was a theory I had that I was like, for sure, I was like, this is definitely what it is. And it would make me laugh kind of, because one of the most real like experiences, the most intense deja vus I've ever had, and I'm kind of outing myself here because it's kind of weird, but was I was in my parents' bathroom going to the bathroom, and I had like the most intense deja vu I've ever had in my life. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, God, why did I need a preview of that? Why did I need a preview of me going to the bathroom? I probably didn't, but thanks for that, I guess. Thanks for the heads up. So that one just kind of makes me laugh. Okay, the next theory I had, and this one I never really like totally believed, but like I also, it's kind of fun to think about, a parallel universe. So like the other version of me that exists somewhere else, like on a different plane, on a different planet, whatever it is happens, like our lives are happen to be lined up right now. Like, and it doesn't, it's like, we're not doing the exact same thing, you know, like I could be wearing different clothes, I could be talking to a different person, but we're essentially doing the same thing. That's why it's like, it feels real, but like it doesn't feel real at the same time. Like, I know what's going to happen, but like, I also don't know what's going to happen. That's why we feel that way. It's because it's like the same thing's happening to the other self. But in this one, I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense for the bathroom situation, because other me in a different parallel universe for sure goes to the bathroom, right? They for sure go to the bathroom. So that makes sense as to why I was on the toilet and I was like having deja vu. It's not a preview of my life. It was the other me also going to the bathroom. You know, that one makes sense. Okay, next one is a glitch in the matrix, or proof of a simulation, as people would say nowadays. But back in my day, we used to say glitch in the matrix. Even though I didn't know what that meant, I just would say it, you know? And it's proof that we aren't real, you know? It's proof. I remember when I was a kid, like pretty young, I was probably like 8 years old when this started happening to me. I was like, I would just stare into the mirror sometimes and be like, why am I me? And I would have like an out-of-body experience and be like, why am I real? Like, am I real? Why am I me? Why am I not somebody else? And that really, really freaked me out. And then I would have deja vu and it would be kind of like a confirmation that I'm like, yeah, I'm not real. Like for sure. The deja vu just confirmed that I'm not real. Like this is just a glitch in the matrix. And yeah, that's what I used to think. But I now know after, you know, some years of therapy, that what I was experiencing was called dissociation. And that's what was happening to me. That's why I felt like I wasn't real. It's because I was dissociating. And yeah. So if you're ever like thinking about when you're a kid and you're like, I know that it's a simulation because I used to feel it. No, you weren't. You were just dissociating. Okay, next one says that I am on the right or wrong path. And this one, I honestly could never figure out which one it was, because I do remember, I think specifically in high school, when I would have like a lot of bouts of deja vu really close together, I would think that something bad was going to happen, because I think that happened one time. Like I think one time I had deja vu like twice in a row on the same day, and then the next day my dog died or something like that. And so I'm like, deja vu means that I'm something bad's gonna happen, or that I'm on the wrong path, and that's why something bad is happening, and I need to change my life, and then bad things won't happen to me anymore. You know, these crazy things. And but then sometimes, like, when something good was happening in my life, like, I was, you know, I had a crush on a boy and he liked me too, and I had deja vu. I'm like, well, it's because we're star-crossed lovers, and that's why. So, you know, I kind of manipulated that a little bit in my head, and now I realize that, you know, that's probably not true. And yeah, it truly just depended on how I felt at that moment in my life, and that would determine whether or not I thought deja vu was meaning I was on the right path or the wrong path. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Okay. The last theory I had, and perhaps the one I believe the most, maybe, I don't know, is your brain is recording. Actually, no, I guess I can't say that this is one I believe most. I don't know which one I believe. It's probably science, but probably not. Your brain is recording that moment for your life flashing before your eyes moment. You know, like when you die, right before you die, you have the life flashing before your eyes. And, you know, that's kind of nice to think about. But also, why, like, I'm kind of bummed that part of that, you know, is going to be taken up with just a memory of me going to the bathroom all by myself in my parents' bathroom. Like, I don't need that. And why did my mind need to record that part? I don't know. So that will be kind of a bummer if that's it, because I would hope that I would see like the big moments, not like every time I've had deja vu, I'm doing something totally mundane and stupid. Like I'm getting something out of the fridge, or I don't know, going on a walk or going to the bathroom, you know, things I don't really want to see in my life flash before my eyes moment. Like I want to see something else. I have also heard though that when you have deja vu, because there's people that say that they don't have deja vu, which I'm like, I don't believe you, but there's people who say that they don't. So people who have deja vu, they're like, okay, well, you are currently in, you're dying right now. Like you're in your life flashing before your eyes moment. That's why you're having deja vu, is because you're like remembering, oh, I'm actually dying right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't believe that, because that freaks me out to think about. But anyway, yeah. So I hope you guys, thank you for listening to my shower thoughts. Thank you for indulging my shower thoughts today. And I hope that some of these got you thinking. And if you have any crazy shower thoughts or things like that, share them with me and we'll talk about them on Instagram. And speaking of Instagram, if you don't follow me, make sure you do that, because that's where I post all the prompts for all of the listener submission episodes. I talk about things on there. I share things that I'm doing that day or whatever. And that's where you'll find all that. And it is My Sister's Diary Podcast. No periods, no spaces, anything. Just My Sister's Diary Podcast. And yeah, I'd love to see you there. And thank you guys for listening. And I will catch you next week. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Leave a rating. And if you feel so inclined, leave a little review. That's where you go and type and tell me how awesome you think I am. So yeah, please go do that if you haven't already. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.